You had fallen out for 5 years, and in that 5 years, you went on a tour sleeping with your exes. And I don't know, maybe that was also revenge. You know, you're trying to, you said it wasn't malicious and everything, but were those the only niggas in town? Welcome everybody to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Your Crowd podcast. Yes, second episode back from our break. And how is everybody feeling? Yes, this is one of those episodes where it's just me and my intimidators, okay? So if you're an assassin, I'm sorry, your father is not here. Your father is, I am your captain now. I am your captain now. Welcome, people. Get seated, grab a seat, you know, recline. Do you want to ask for some room service? Okay, look around. The waiters are over there. Call them quickly. Yes, order your fishbowl, order your cocktails, your chicken wings, your lobster if you're fancy, and just get comfortable because it's another exciting episode of the People's Favorite Podcast brought to you by the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Yes, that's the GCR network. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantiofori, who is also known as the father of the assassins. Yes, and sometimes my co-host. Okay, enough of the radio voice. You know, see my radio voice, and they're me switching on and off. That's the ECG for just so many. And it's so interesting because I feel when I was growing up, you guys know I consumed a lot of media, and it wasn't just television, it was radio. There was a point in time where I had an actual radio in my room, and I've even tweeted about it. This is how I was learning lyrics, right? We had a lot of, let me tell you, my parents were never married, right? So when I was born, there was a point where my dad was in Japan starting his business for a while, and so he used to send like recorded tapes of himself to my mom, okay, where he would leave a message, because there was no VN, there was no smartphone. This was how they used to do it, okay? And this is also how I discovered Whitney Houston, guys. Let me tell you, oh my God, my lore. This is how I discovered Whitney Houston. So we had like a box of old stuff. Don't worry, I'm going to get into the episode. I just have to tell you guys this story. We had a box of old tapes, right? And I want the radio that I had, you could record over it. And you know, back then we didn't have all of these fancy stuff, right? So if there's a song that's playing on the radio that I like, I'll put the tape in and I'll record the songs that I like. And then whenever I want, I can play my own music. You know, this is what, guys, Gen Z, this is what we're doing before we had like the iPhone and all that. So, obviously the tapes were not blank tapes. So I had to listen to them to see the ones that were blank and stuff. And I found one where my dad was leaving my mother a message. And then when he ended, he was like, "India, nyuma mirija oni." And it was Whitney Houston, "I Have Nothing." I was like, oh my God, who is this woman? So till this day, it's one of my favorite Whitney Houston songs, right? "Don't make me close one more door. I don't want to hurt anymore. Stay in my heart if you care. Or must I imagine you there? Don't walk away from me." Don't you dare. Yeah. But anyway, I say all that to say welcome to the podcast. And look, we have a lot to get into, okay? at this juncture, we're going to be talking about trending topics. But before we get into trending topics, I want to shout out the Spotify comments, okay? I want to get into some Spotify comments with you guys, if you will let me. I really enjoyed it. Let's start. Okay, so this is from our last episode with Chigua, which, by the way, I enjoyed filming that episode. I mean, well, recording, because it was just audio. And if true to form, Kwame really did leave everything inside. It's so crazy. My friend that sent me the package by Uber, listened to the podcast, he was like, oh, is it an Uber that I sent that ended up in the episode? I was like, yes, you know how Kwame do. Anyway, Kobe Joe says, another free promo for Gossip 24. Another free promo for Gossip 24. Hey, listen, it's not my fault. I started out getting hot topics or trending things, Ghana here. I started out with the KSS show. And then I moved to Headless because I started to enjoy Headless formats. I'm not going to lie. And look, this is no shade. You know, Headless has new people now. And I think sometimes he doesn't do the trending topics himself. He lets some of his new hosts and things. And this is no shade to the young lady's talents or anything, but I don't enjoy it as much when she does it. You know, I don't know. It gets very intern. You know, and I get it. Look, I'm not for everybody. I am not. Probably somebody listened to me and said, who is this loud ass nigga? Somebody said, they're no tree. You get it? I'm not for everybody. And I just feel like I watch Headless quite a lot. And whenever the girl, I'm so sorry, I don't know your name, but whenever she hosts the show, I just don't enjoy it. So then I started going to Gossip 24. And honestly, he feeds me well. But you know, there are certain things that I'll go to KSS for. There are certain things that I'll go to Headless for. And there are certain things that I'll go to Gossip 24 for. And there are also other ones that I listen to that I get different things from. But anyway, but yeah, I guess free promo for Gossip 24. But trust me, Gossip 24 does not need any free promo. Whenever I go to my aunt's, when I go to Canada and I visit my aunt's, she has Gossip 24 on 24/7. That's how they get their Ghana news. And Kwame was even telling me that in America, they all watch him. So, hey, he doesn't need any free promo from us. Kofi says, the Faba... He said the Faba Ocho was too real. Honestly, I don't know where that came from. I was just like going off, and I really, really can't believe Kwame left it. That's so crazy to me. Anyway, Silverback says, thank you so much for this hilarious episode. I was having a horrible day. I really like that we're able to bring some joy into people's lives. You know, I'm just sitting here being ridiculous. And you know, here's the truth about it, right? And I say this all the time. I can be having a terrible day. I can be having a breakup. I can be having a bad day at work or whatever, right? But I always put on the great performance of performing for you. And to find out that it's cheering you up, well, fuck my day then. Fuck the day I'm having. Anyway, happy to do that for you, Silverback. Joel says, Joseph always hates my faves on BBN. Last year it was Sultana and this year it's Bells. Oh, Joel, you just have bad taste. I'm sorry. Sultana was your fave? I mean, outside of the fact that she was very good looking and had a great body, what was the appeal? What was the appeal? Sultana was a villain through and through. And she wasn't one of the villains that I enjoy, like maybe Cece or Tacha or Nomi. Like she was a weak villain. Like, stand in your villainess. By the way, we're going to be talking about BBN, so don't worry, I'll get to you, Joel. But I don't know, Bells? What is the appeal? Write me on the next one and tell me what the appeal is. So let's see. We can talk about it. Okay, so this one is a long one from Nafu. He says, I started listening 4 months ago. I have been enjoying the old episodes, and just last week I finished them. So I am now one of those people who have to wait for the next episode. I have tried other podcasts like this in Ghana, but they are either a copy or a bunch of rich kids recording their uninformative convos. From finding Joseph some way to being a fan, I guess I have grown wiser. The journey has been long, so sad. I want to join the campaign for more episodes, but I understand you guys. Hey, Nafu. Hey. Oh my God. Nafu left us some feedback. I have some feedback. I love the music interludes. They give radio vibes, which is great. You guys are amazing. Great content and good quality generally over the years. I love the growth of the pod and you guys as well. I got to grow with you in a few months. The listener letters were amazing. There should be more. Okay. The feedback was good. When you said I had some feedback, I thought it was about to be, you know, some heavy critique. And also, I can't tell if Nafu is a man or a woman. I don't know. But Nafu, she, thank you. You know, I find it so interesting because if you are discovering the podcast right now, you're literally listening from very, very 2017 version of me to now. In a couple of months, you're Bro, I was telling Kwame that on one of the episodes, we need to like play the very first episode. Because when we started out, our show was like 15 minutes long. We need to play the very first episode and react to it. Because I was so unhinged. When we were audio only and I was younger, I was like 26. I was so unhinged. Back then, Wendy Williams was on, so I was directly influenced by her messiness. I can't be as messy. I made too many industry friends. You know, the funny thing that Wendy always used to say was that in order for her to do her show, for those of you who don't know Wendy Williams, daytime talk show host, great, 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 great show hosting abilities. Check her out. And that's where we even get like how to do hot topics and trending topics. A lot of the shows you guys listen to right now, where they talk about trending topics and give their opinions, it all comes from Wendy. Let's not even play. But anyway, one of the things she always used to say was that she doesn't keep Hollywood friends because she reports news on them. And if you keep friends, then you can't report news on them. And, you know, in as much as I don't have deep friendships in the industry. Like I'm getting to a point where I know people now. You know, every time we do an interview now, you know, you have a connection. You have them on your phone, you know? I've known Ifya for years. She's a friend of a friend, so we're good. Ifya Odo is on my phone. Joey B's on my phone. Like, I know a couple of people. So it's like, where am I going? But anyway, thank you, Nafio, for this. I'm so glad that you found us and you enjoyed the growth. Let me see one more. Let's do one more. Someone says, okay, Fredo Cossette says, I'm out of touch with GH Entertainment, so this is my only avenue. Well, you know what? Thank you so much, guys. I really love the Spotify comments. Keep them coming, and we're going to keep reading them out to you guys. So whether you're an assassin or you're intimidated, we appreciate you so, so very much. Okay, let's get into what's been trending. Okay, we're going to keep things very, very acute, because this is going to be one of those very interesting episodes with very interesting conversation, and you can tell by the title already. Okay, at the very top, I want to get into Kali Kali and the copycats, okay? So you guys know what happened with Kali Kali. We spoke about it last year. It was last year on the last episode. I don't know. Am I saying the name different? Like Kali Kali? Or is it Kali Kali? Come to think of it, I've never heard anybody call his name out. I only read it. So I don't know. Because I know it came from Kalipo. But anyway, you guys know Kali Kali's... Now, every time I say the name, I feel so ridiculous. But anyway, his audio that came out from the two customers that he was dealing with when he was insulting them, everything came out. And it's so interesting that I expected the fallout to be that people are not going to be, you know, hiring him to do this stuff anymore. That was the fallout that I expected. What I did not expect was that everybody would come out and be doing their own version. It is so crazy to me. It is so crazy. And you know, now what it's even doing now is, and the funny things, when I first started seeing copycats, because I remember the first one I saw was this guy. He was like, happy birthday, happy birthday. Ha, 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 ha. And people were laughing and saying, emfa, whatever, whatever. And in my mind, I even thought he was just being funny. But I have seen him do a couple for other people. So I'm like, wait, emfa, sa? Because people are charging like 300 cities and things. You know, Kali Kali, he posted an apology video where he was looking all morose, saying that's Wenu Nihu, he regrets it, he's so sorry from the bottom of his heart, and Papi Kojo was in the comments. You know, now you can leave voice notes on TikTok comments. So Papi Kojo was in the comments and he was like, oh guys, one fan chen, but by the way, I'm going to be starting my own Mimeji 350 series. I mean, first of all, I do not buy the apology. I don't buy the apology. He made like two videos. I remember the first one was when he was saying that I remember it was like he was in a kitchen sitting down. That was the first video, right? And then he did another video again and he was talking spicy and all of them. And it seems to me that he really overestimated his importance. Because when he was doing those videos, he was aware of the backlash, but he was addressing the backlash with heavy nonchalance. And very obviously, the business has definitely been hit. Because I don't think that a lot of people are going to open themselves to that kind of interaction from you just because of what? You were plus one today. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's very obvious the business has been hit. Because not only did we see the PR press release that they put out, he now came to do this video, and now there are a bunch of copycats. By the way, Hedukator is hands down the best one out there. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've seen so many others. I'm sorry, Swingy Mommy, Bus Mommy, Swingy Mommy, Educator, and her backup dancer. You know, sometimes I wonder, like, because I gotta give to the creatives. I don't want to think that it's arbitrary. And of course, we know where this comes from. In fact, I saw this guy, Kojovi made it. He put out a very, very nice, well-produced documentary on Kali Kali and how Kali Kali's antics or what he was doing with the happy birthday to you, all of that was an amalgamation of different creators that came before him. And I saw this video that the Kojovi made. I saw it because somebody had made a tweet saying that all these copycats that are coming are like disingenuous or something like that, and they're making money off of something that he started. And Kojovi said, hey, well, Kali Kali is the original copycat. And he details how different creators came out doing different versions of what Kali Kali has now like amalgamated, consolidated into Adia Bako. Now people were home with different things. There was this guy, this Kivo Gari guy, and you know, Tuba Sheshe, if you remember, yes, before Kali Kali, that was him. And I think he's from Takrade. Right? And then there was another guy too who did a kiddie song, Lama Lama Here. Right? That was him as well. But go and watch it. Kojovi made it. Go and watch it. It's a very great documentary that details how Kali Kali came to be what he is now. But yeah, everybody's doing it now, so I don't know, all the best to him, I guess. Now let's move on. Stone Boy was on Madam Joyce's podcast, Cocktails and Takeaways, and he spoke about a lot of things. Spoke about the BIM concert that's coming up on the 15th of August at the OVO Arena. I think by the time the podcast comes out, it would have already happened. Spoke about the party in the pack situation, and apparently Samini had an event on a boat. And that one took a shutdown. I had no idea. So Madam Joyce asked them about, you know, the two situations that had happened recently as it's tied to, you know, Ghanaian artists and how he felt like about it. And Stoneboy was speaking more about how management and proper planning are some of the things that we really need to look at. Because Madam Joyce had asked him that, So look, Madam Joyce asked him about this whole Shatta Wale situation, right? And Stoneboy gave the most PR answer I've ever heard. Okay? Talking about, oh, the two of us are not here. When we ever get an opportunity for the two of us to be here, then we'll discuss it. And Madam Joyce says, are you giving PR? He said, oh yes, I'm giving PR. And it was so funny because he was talking about how, you know, it's very important that, and then she said, look, unity, you talk about unity quite a lot, but it seems like you just cannot be united on this front. And you know, I could tell he wanted to speak spicy. If you look at the different instances where he's spoken about Shatta and how Shatta insulted his mother and all of that, he could have easily gone there, but he gave a very PR answer. And then when Madam Joyce called him out on it, he said, yes, my PR team has been very heavy on me. My question here is, where is the PR team when you're on your Twitter? That's it, because you can give the PR and the interviews and everything, but it seems when you are on Twitter, you do not listen to the PR team. You do not. But he also spoke about broke Ghanaian men. He cleared, because Madam Joyce is talking about how Ghanaian men are known to be chiseled and whatever, and he cleared that up and said, look, Ghanaian men, they are just very prudent with their money. They're not going to waste and spend money on you. They have to calculate and all of that. So it's a very interesting interview, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I liked seeing him with Madam Joyce. And yeah, he also dropped that Rick Ross was his friend. You know, it is not a Stone Boy moment without, you know, a little bit of something to talk about. So that was fun. You guys check it out. Stoneboy on Madam Joyce podcast, Cocktails and Takeaway. And yeah, get into that. Now I'm going to round out my trending or my hot topics with BB Niger updates. And yes, there's a lot. Look, there's a lot of things that are going on. I just don't care. I just don't care. Oh my God. Like, I heard today that there's a guy called Otele, and I think he's like a Kumawood actor. He's this big guy. Apparently his sex tape leaked. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't care. Why is his sex tape leaking in the first place? I just don't care. So Otele, I mean, go with God. Who else? What else? I saw a lot of things. There was an update on, I think Akofana held a Thanksgiving service on his own. I don't care. You know, I just don't care. And I don't think you guys care too. You know, I know there was a guy that left on Spotify that, oh, you get your entertainment news from me. I don't think you care. I really don't think you do. we're gonna keep it pushing. I'm trying to remember what else is I saw that I was like, I'm not bothered by this. I saw there was a sexy Vita, a TikToker that passed away. May her soul rest in peace. I don't know her. Sorry to this girl. I don't know her. I don't know who she is. I don't even know what she looks like. But I saw in the news as well. Oh, by the way, there was a robbery attempt in Laboni. Oh my God. Did you guys see? Oh my God. Laboni Mitedia grow her pow. I mean, I saw the minivan that was all shot up. More bullet holes than a Josephus car when she went to a covenant's place. Oh my God. And apparently two people died. Two of the robbers died. And then they arrested one suspect or something like that. Apparently they tried to rob the banks in Laboni. My friends and I were talking about it. I said, why would you go and rob a place like Laboni? A lot of rich people live there. Do you really think the security is not going to be tight? But then we thought about it and was like, you know, Laboni has a lot of open roads. And so I think they were thinking about a getaway. Because, you know, if you go to one of those complex neighborhoods and stuff, okay, you finish robbing the bank, okay, to Kanakwe, traffic will be shout, no. Traffic be a bit shallow. So I'm thinking because Laboni councilmen, they have a lot of open road. Also depends where you pass. Because you're going to pass in front of Patashu. Oh boy, traffic be show. I think they were just trying to get away because it was open roads. Anyway, look, there were videos. Police were chasing. Apparently it was a shoot down. Pull. Two people died. I don't know where they got the vim from. Whether it was an Italian job or whatever. I don't know where they went to watch. But I'm sorry. And I, it sounds atrocious to tell thieves to come hard and this won't be easy, but like, wow. I'm sorry, what in the GTA? Oh, okay. But anyway, those are some of the things that are happening on the side, okay? Oh, Kitty's concert is coming up in the UK as well. You know, right now the UK is all the rage. Everybody's going to the UK. Everybody wants to go and show the UK girlies what they got. So shout out to you, Kitty. He also has an album on the way. I think it's called Where Do We Go From Here? Right? Yeah. Where do we go from here? Look, we are set and we're waiting for that as well. We forgot. Oh my God. I had said, Kwame and I were supposed to discuss Buddy's Love Molly. You know what? I'm going to put a pin on it and we're going to discuss it on the next joint episode that we do because I love it. I really want us to digest and talk about that. But anyway, let's get into BBN news. Okay. So Mercedes and Martins were the first people to leave the Big Brother Niger house last weekend. By the time this comes out, a new person would have left, person or persons. I don't know how they're going about it, but I was very disappointed. First of all, Martins, I don't know. I didn't feel any type of way. I just didn't, the thing is, these housemates, right? I don't know public sentiments about them so much. The only people that we know are the people that get talked about the most. That's the Normie, the Tram. By the way, Normie's like the number one talking about house guest right now. Whether you love her or not, that girl is being talked about. So Normie, Temi and Kem, Chimsom, Bells and Yusuf, Flora, you know, there are people that get talked about. Okay. And they are in our faces. And there are people that I feel like they are flying under the radar. Somebody like Neche, I'm sorry. The girl is not giving me what I expected from her. And I said it on last week's episode. I really expected a lot from her, but I think she's going to coast because she's the token light skinned girl this season. It's between her and Blutopia. Another one that I don't understand why people love. Like she is not giving us anything. Okay. Yeah. She's young. She's pretty. Maybe, I don't know. I watched the show and she's not reality TV gold. It's just token light skin, but it's cool. I think Martins applied himself a little bit, you know, when he talked about, you know, young people in the house, he and Trump had a little thing. He directed the last, their wager task, even though they lost. I feel like he applied himself. So I was a little bit surprised to see him go, but my biggest shock was Mercedes. My biggest shock was Mercedes. I really do think that the stripping did go against her. But, you know, when I watched her exit interview with Ebuka, which, by the way, is very spicy, if you care to watch, Ebuka had said that, you know, every season there are people automatically believe that they are good. People are going to vote for them. They are good. And what happens is that nobody votes for them because they all believe that they are good. And I strongly believe that that's what may have happened to Mercedes. I follow Glory Elijah quite a lot. That's one of the ways in which I keep up. So it's Glory Elijah and Izzy Name Williams, or is it Matthews? I've forgotten her name. Those two. That's how I keep up. Because, you know, I have a job. I have all these things I'm doing. So I cannot watch it 24/7. But Glory Elijah was saying that they feel like they took Mercedes out because Mercedes found out who the Gambit was. Remember, Mercedes suspected Flora because the day Big Brother told Flora that Flora was the Gambit, she came out of the diary room and she was crying. And Mercedes told Oying that she suspects that it's her. And so Glory Elijah is of the opinion that they took Mercedes out so that they could get that narrative. But I don't know how true that is. I don't know. I mean, there's always been talk that they manipulate, you know, the results of the voting and stuff like that. But I don't know. I feel that what Ebuka said is true. A lot of people assumed that because Mercedes was, she really did show herself. That girl, the first contestant to come on that show and wear titty coveralls, bare her boobs, her visuals were blurred, you know? For me, when she got evicted, the first thing I thought to myself was, I just feel like the Nigerians also, you know, it gets us to be, you know, we're all trying to be progressive and new. And that's the thing. The show is really for open-minded people because people go on there and do a lot of things. But I just think that Nigeria, as it is, a vast majority, which makes up the masses who also vote, are very conservative and they're very religious and they believe in all of these conservative ideologies. And so for somebody like Mercedes, who says that they are a church singer by day and a stripper by night, it just seems blasphemous. So I don't know, but I'm very disappointed. I just felt like she could have been in there longer. Now, Nomi, look, guys, this season, I don't have a fave. I'm enjoying watching without having a fave. Because you know what? The thing that I've realized about these housemates, when they come in on the first day, everybody has promise. If you're going off of their confessionals, their introduction video, their stage presence, their stage interview, and when they come into the house, everybody has promise. There are some people that you might not like because of what they are wearing or how they answer questions, but you see potential in literally everybody. And as the show goes on, week one, week two, there are people, some people that you rate so highly, when you see their actions and inactions, you just start falling out of love with them. It's something like Araga. I am personally very disappointed in Araga. I thought Araga had so much promise. Araga came into that show. You are from Mr. Nigeria. You're from male modeling pageantry world. I was expecting you to do so much more. Your entire storyline is playing gambody with somebody that is only tolerating you because she knows what a ship storyline will do for her. Bro, Cordessa does not like that boy. She's not obsessed with him. She's not in love with him. She is using him for the show. And she's actually, every single time somebody tells her that, oh, I want to talk to you because of Araga, or anybody lets know that, oh, all she's got going on is Araga, she gets so pissed. She's working so hard to try and shake that thing off. And what is Araga doing? Nothing. I barely hear Araga's voice. I barely do. The only time he hears it's when he's fighting with Cordessa. Like, you came into the house to come and play gumbody with hair? I'm very disappointed in Araga. Just downhill. Yeah, but I just wanted to say that you guys hate it or love it, Nomi is playing the game. Every week, every day, Nomi is being spoken about. Just yesterday, Tram, Sheba, Cordessa, and Araga were sitting down and we were talking about Nomi, and it was a thing. Do you get it? The girl from week one to week two, she has carved a name for herself. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, she's playing the Cece and Tacha script. But the thing about what Nomi is doing, it seems very authentic. I'm not looking at her and feeling like she's acting. I'm not getting that Oyin Flora vibe from her. Like, I feel this is who she is. Or whatever the strategy she's playing, it seems very genuine. And honestly, I enjoy it. It's great for reality TV. The same way I enjoy Tram. I think that he says some very annoying things, but Tram is reality TV gold. It's great for TV and I enjoy watching it. You know what I mean? And to the girl that said that, oh, she loves Bills and I don't. I feel like this week, I'm kind of appreciating Bells a little bit because of her and Yusuf's storyline. This whole on and on again, off again, and this whole thing of dry humping. I mean, did y'all get it in or not? Because it's like Bells, you know, there was a video where Bells like, oh, they fuck. And Yusuf's like, no, don't say that. It's dry humping. I'm like, okay, you said it's over. And then this week we saw them kissing. A little bit of value there. So yeah, I'm actually here for Nomi. I think that production and Big Brother are doing a little too much. I personally thought that after they give her the strike, she would be done with the punishment. But to give her a strike, you are still punishing her. You are preventing her from doing diary sessions. I mean, what's all of that? You are just building an army for the girl. And it's whatever. I feel like they also will do that for the talkability. But yeah, Nature as head of house. I don't know. it was great for her to win. I think it was a great opportunity to just show something else. But she just came across to me as a naga and whatever. Like, these housemates they're not going to listen to you. And it was given very complain, complain, complain. But I guess people are different. And so she doesn't have the chimsom or the shiba, whatever. But, yeah. Also, I want to end out by saying this. Ricky being obsessed with the fact that Nomi's not talking to him is very interesting to me. He did his diary session and was saying that he really wanted to get to the bottom of it. And every time he tries to talk to Nomi, she says, don't talk to me, read the room, I don't want to talk to you. And it's weighing on his mind. And Big Brother was asking him, are you sure it doesn't bother you? He said, oh, it doesn't. He just doesn't like being in a space with somebody and not talking to them. And I just find all of that interesting. That's all I'm going to say because I'm watching it closely. I have a theory. I want to wait and see before I share the theory. But yeah, so far so good. I'm really enjoying the season. Like I told you guys, I'm enjoying it. I always feel like at the very, very, very beginning, first 3 to 4 weeks, people always, you know, take their time to ease into the show. And plus, it's a lot of people. They're like 22 now. They were 24. 22 is so hard to keep up with everybody. And that's why I'm saying that there are people that are flying under the radar. Even this week, Flora and Oyin have started being interesting because they've started this whole gossip thing going on where, at least if you listen to them, you are keeping up with the gist. But Blutopia, and I'll be very honest with you, Barry is good to look at. He's a good looking man, but he's not doing much. He's also not inserting himself in anything. I know Temi and Ken plays with him every now and then, Mr. Barry, but he's one of those people that's like, if he leaves the show right now, the viewers won't miss him. There might be people in the house that will miss him, but Aiku is more interesting than Barry at this point. And that's another thing. From the stage, Barry had promised to be, but he's not giving as much. You know the funny thing? Cassie, I was prepared to not like Cassie, but Cassie is actually more entertaining than Barry. Cassie is weaving his way into things in different ways than Barry. Barry's downright boring. I even thought that there was going to be a thing there with he and Neche, but it's not really progressing anywhere. So I don't know. I feel like on account of the housemates liking him, he might stay. Because, you know, it's either the housemates like you or outside people like you. He will stay for a bit, but he's definitely not going to the finals. That's what I see. Chimsom, he gives villain, but it's like he's in waiting. I think Chimsom will stay longer and he'll become a bigger deal later in the show. Oh, Nomi's always going to command attention. That's a fact. But anyway, that's my Big Brother Niger update. I don't know who you're supporting. Let me know. I don't have any faves, but just people that I love to see come on my screen. And I think I've said it all. And that's all we're going to have for trending news. Okay. All right. Look, when we come back, we're going to be talking to some influencers. Okay. A couple of months ago, there was a conversation that was going on Twitter where everybody's talking about who makes more money. Is it male influencers or female influencers? And so Kwame and I sat down and said, you know what? Let's have this conversation in a bit more constructive way. Let's bring some influencers on board. And let's have this conversation. So we invited these very interesting people and we're going to get into the topic of who is making more money. But of course, we're going to be talking about generally their journey into content creation, how they chose the path, why they chose the path, and how they've been maintaining the struggle, you know, if there is one, because these people be chilling. They be chilling on branded trips and things. Don't play. Stick and stay. We'll be right back to have a conversation with these influencers.
Amigo, busca el dinero, que las mujeres vendrán después.
It's the beautiful Skittle Mix.
Cota, gala, bling, shine, wiggle, wine, cook, I dine, mood, fine, sip, wine, come close, baby, I wanna change your mind. Wap, waff, grind, get it, time, ticket, ticket, tick, time, wicked, quick, glass, sticks, pick. Body walk up on me, sack on Molly. Like a mommy say she wonder I go call it. Cause I pull it, kiss and tell it everybody. Send me proud, then I'm really sorry. I try to give her love and not see your pay money. Short mini skirt, now what's on the pony? Or in a swing, I'm say I call a bunny. What size your shirt, me hustle, mommy wanny.
Soko, 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 bo, bo, bo.
Hala boom, koko.
Soko, 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 bo, bo, bo. Hala boom, koko.
Kika, meho, aje, aka, inka. Ada, ache, kele,
saka, kuntu,
mili, aka, aka, aka.
I'm coming to your body when she see me.
Today, I have a very interesting special guest. Interesting, I'll explain, special, you know. We're going to be talking about the art of influencing. It has taken over the city. Every now and then, people have something to say about them. And every now and then, they are looked upon in a certain way. Why am I even saying they? Because a lot of people say I am part. But anyway, I am going to be joined by Kojo Jr., who's known famously for his three voiceover recap videos. And Miss Eni, Jennifer.
Why?
Actually, Miss Eni, you know the funny thing? I know you because of your boyfriend content.
Really? Then that's from like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Like that's when I first noticed you. When you were posting the dates and things and people were laughing at your, you know, and then it's like after that, you started doing different things.
Oh.
But that was like my first introduction to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know. Oh, I also know you had a podcast.
Yes.
Is it still running?
No.
Why?
It is what it is. I think I just went on a break and never came back. Kind of situation.
That's what I did off the top. So if you're asking me when it's coming back. But anyway, yeah. So today we are going to be talking about what you guys do. Kojo Jr. says he hasn't slept. Came straight from the club.
No, the club.
Where did you go out with 5 a.m.?
Dance Girl's birthday party.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, he always pulls up for me. So when he invited me, I could say no.
Oh, you're not allowed to see.
I don't know.
Trust him.
Ah, wait, so who called birthday party? They didn't say anything about the age at the birthday party.
No, come Dimintina McCoy.
But like generally when you go to birthday parties, you know how old the person's standing off?
I was always in the kitchen. I was
who
Roadman
was
Grills were there.
Was there a lot of like celebrities and influencers?
Yeah, a lot of people like that, even white people. I saw a lot of white people there.
Really? Why are you saying even white people?
Yes, because
that's unusual for like a regular birthday party.
Yeah.
No, but there's good. No,
the meat was
people.
Good though. Roadman Grills. You should check them out.
Who? Roadman.
Roadman
Grills. Roadman Grills. Oh, okay. Jennifer Achebe.
No.
Oh, okay.
I actually saw it this morning when I woke up.
Oh.
Because I didn't know he was in town. Because I thought he was in China.
Yeah, I thought he was in China. The last time I saw him, he was in Kakalika with one, you know.
Yeah. But he looks like he's back.
He's back.
Anyway, let me just ask you real quick. What influenced the decision to take this creative path seriously as a means of, you know, of making money? What was the point in your life where it was like, you know what, this is something that I can actually focus on and start to make money? So much so that you created a rate card.
Wait, so before you even started and you introduced, you didn't tell them that I cook.
That you cook?
Yes.
That's very important to him.
Kojo Jr., you do
very
a lot of things. Actually, I have beef with you about that one. But we'll get there. When I first got to know you on Twitter, you were boobs over books.
I don't know about that.
What's that? You know, that was his Twitter account. Boobs
really?
Over books.
I have
yes.
no idea what he's talking about.
I started when I started following you, you were boobs over books.
Who are you?
Julia, please.
What he's talking
and
about.
And then you started painting. And then you changed your account name to Kojo Jr.
You are breaking your record.
You have small eyes, though. Look at your eyes.
Oh, look at that.
You're
trying to deflect. Oh, no. But am I lying? You wear boobs or books?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Wow.
Okay, do you still paint?
Yeah, I do paint. But when I started painting here, people wanted to buy the art. So it felt like it was just a means of an escape for me. So it was 2020. I hit rock bottom and I just needed a medium to actually channel that frustration. And I was working, I saw someone drawing. So I bought the paper, used my last money to buy paint, and I started painting. So it was just a medium for me. I started painting and people wanted to buy the art. So it started feeling like a chore. So I had to stop.
It was never a business venture.
No.
Well, can I ask you, why did you hit rock bottom? What was that about?
It was after school. I just didn't know.
What next?
Yes. I was just like a feather in the wind or cutting in the wind. It was just blowing me. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know.
Oh, so what did you study at school?
Accounting.
Accounting?
Yeah.
And you didn't know what to do with accounting?
You challenge Juma niho. And I was in Kumasi living with your mom. Challenge the answer in Kupe Juma. It was stressful. Challenge hearing that. Who tra bread cries? Who did it?
Wait, I saw something like that recently. When I see that?
Mommy to me to come and come boasi. Me use blender. No, my friend said blender. Ni yede de watin or boasi. Was I'm unemployed?
I see. Okay, and then you. When did you start cooking?
When I came to Accra.
Okay, was that the first thing you started to do when you came to Accra?
Yes, when I moved to Accra. So I didn't plan on cooking and posting it. I was just cooking for my friends. I didn't have friends. So when I got friends, I wanted to bond with them with something. And food is a universal language. So I decided to use that.
I'm saying I'm your friend, but last time you saw say that when I be inviting me,
invite
you. You said soon, I'm bad. Cause every time when I see it, hey, but you, your food looks good.
Thank you.
Have you ever been invited, Jennifer? What did you go and eat?
I think usually there's a lot of things there.
It's always like different things.
Yeah,
I've seen when you've made like soup and fufu, and then I've seen the kinky one.
I've made a tour. Gobe,
you tried making a chicken.
Yeah, chicken, tilapia.
So is that a business for you as well? Or that was also just, it's like if someone says, me outdoor in it, but you do anima me.
It will turn into just like the art. It will start feeling like a chore and I wouldn't enjoy doing it anymore.
So that one is also just an escape.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Because the way you were like, I didn't say anything while you're cooking. I thought maybe you wanted to plug yourself.
Yeah, I love
it's just fun thing.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's like your genesis. Jennifer, what about you?
I just live.
No. Like, how did you get into like content creation and everything?
How did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to talk about the streets, like way back in uni in tech. I just walk in and like asking questions, random questions on TikTok.
So you blew up on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I used to ask like random questions and people would share their opinions. But then it was always something like that. And then eventually I moved to Accra for uni, went to restaurants, posted a video. But then it was a Ghana voiceover. The video did amazing. I'm like, oh, people do understand Ghana. So why don't I do like more vlogs and all that? So that's where it started from. It was very, very casual, very, very, you know, Miss Amy doing her thing until I saw Grace Mondana. She's a South African creator, right?
Mm-hmm.
She used to be like me, like very, very small, very, very here. Suddenly her content changed. I mean, not that her content changed. She grew over time, started working with brands like Cash, traveling around the world. Her life just transformed. And that was when I knew that, oh, I could actually do this thing and then I could become something else. So because of her, I started to take my content creation journey very, very seriously and then started to like dive it and do more things and enhance my content, basically.
Okay, let's talk about that. So when you realized that, okay, now I want to take my content more seriously, what did you do different?
My content style, direction, changed.
Can you give me an example?
So back then, people used to know me for like talking on the streets, always and all that. But then it changed to like lifestyle, beauty, fashion, how I shoot the content changed, my cover photo changed, the quality of the video, the phones, like I put more effort into those things. And then also posting consistently. Like I was very, very intentional about what I post and to who.
Oh, okay.
Basically, yeah.
Nania, I think SDK is here, so we have to fix the third microphone. Why? All right, now we had a quick intermission because SDK decided to join us. You know, the invite was extended, but circumstances, but he's here. Welcome, SDK.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are
you? How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you?
I'm fine.
We're all fine. I'm in the building. They have to wait for the boss, the Don Dada.
I see.
SDK himself.
Can you tell us quickly about this babushka you have in your head?
My what?
The babushka.
It's called babushka.
You don't know? When you tie it around your head like that, it's a babushka.
What's it called? And your scarf.
And your scarf. But which is true? Babushka.
Oh, I love scarves. I love scarves, you know.
You always add it to your look. You don't say why you're that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. When I'm trying to hide from the demons.
Demons, baby.
Which demon I hide from?
You know, the demons. You know, sometimes you try to hide from them.
I see. Well, before you join us, we're talking about everybody's content journey. I remember very, very well, say, I was first introduced to you when you were doing content with both your mom and your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did that start in your household?
I don't know.
Ezzy, chewing gum never harm you. Or do you know?
I can chew gum.
Ever harm you?
There's a wah wah
wah. Everybody can me. Hey, SM baby cry.
Yes, how did content creation start in your household?
Okay. So I would say it's something that is in the family, like my the whole family is funny. Mm-hmm. No, we like teasing ourselves and things. And it came up very easy. Like, when I started doing it, I wasn't shut down. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents really love it. So, yeah. When I told them, like, oh, I would love them to join, my mom would put me to, they were like, oh, cool. they would love to join. So I had an easy path on that.
Okay, but what, so I mean, you go to school, you finish school, people mm-hmm. usually think about, okay, what can I do for money? What was the moment that made you think, okay, I'm going to pursue this thing so that I can build something with it? Or were you just doing it like, you know?
Okay, right after school, for me, I love entertainment. Like in school, I was in the, how do you call it, acting?
Drama club.
Drama club. And then it would be different. No?
But if you're acting in school, you're drama club.
I was an entertainment prefect in my school.
Which school is that?
Oyoko Methodist.
Okay.
Yeah, grade A school.
Okay. Grade A. Why did you quickly add that?
In case you don't know, it's grade
A. We know your school, please.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think, as an entertainment prefect, what legacy did you leave behind when you were leaving?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, big one.
Oh, tell us.
When you get there, I think our badge was one of the best badge because we gave them a lot. Like, we every Saturday was a fun moment.
You see what legacy?
Legacy. Legacy that me say every Saturday behind, like,
it was fun.
Enjoying.
So everybody knows that. Oh,
the previous ones on Manomu, you give too much. But Sunday, every Saturday, I was saying, then they want us to come and read Bible, do Jesus stuff. You know, those things. But when it got to our time, they're like, strictly every Saturday,
was jams.
Jam. If it's not jamming, we watch movies.
Oh, okay.
You understand? Oh, yeah. If it's not jamming, we watch movies. When
you second, we do not watch movies. Though.
Yeah.
Really?
Ah, wait,
You didn't watch movies in your school?
No, Kibi Senior High, we didn't do that.
Oh, really?
Which school?
Kibi Senior High School.
Kibi Senior. Do you not watch movies there?
You don't watch movies?
No.
Some Saturdays?
No, it was always entertainment Saturday and everything.
Like, what do you do on entertainment?
Like, there's music, people come and, like, perform, they do shows, like, today's rap day, today's acting,
like,
in between stuff.
You never did movie,
never
that's
showed.
That's
crazy.
No.
Wow.
What are
you doing? What are you doing?
Anyway, the question...
right after school.
No. So, the question I was asking was how you decided that, okay, you are going to do this thing seriously.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, right after school, I wanted to look for a job. Like, you know, every senior high school graduate in Tema, they were like, oh, that one, I don't know if it's a sign thing they have done. If you are from Tema, right after senior high school, you have to get into the industrial area side. That's where the work is.
Okay.
Yeah, like those where they are producing mattress, Nestle, Tasty Tom and stuff. I tried getting work at Tasty Tom with packaging, but I didn't like it because... One box, they were paying me ₱5.
₱5?
Yeah, ₱5 for one box.
For one box. And how many boxes do you pack a day?
It depends on you.
Ah.
The amount of boxes you can pack, that's what you get. So I tried it for like a few weeks. I'm like, nah. But then I really wanted to be in the entertainment industry. I wanted to shoot content and things because family were like, oh, you are funny. Friends were like, you're funny. When they are going out, SDK for joining and things. So I knew that this is what I wanted to do. But and then too, the people that motivated me was Alfred Patry and Calibos.
Calibos, yes, yes.
Because then they started, skit making professionally.
Yeah.
Like always they are on our WhatsApp and things. So they motivated me. Then I was like, okay, I'll start doing it. So while I was doing it, I had my first breakthrough content. Yeah, I don't know.
Which one was
Asama
that?
Tuwale. I don't know if you...
I don't think
Rasha Tawale and Yapono were having a beef.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I did a content that all those that he was beefing with, they are dead and something. So that brought me into the limelight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I see. So wait, my question, and this is for all of you, right? Once you guys decided that this is something you're going to pursue, how did you determine your worth? Because I'll give you an example, right? I used to do Off the Top. And first two seasons of the show, I was just having fun. I gather people, go and ask trivia questions. I put it out there. And I met somebody. And he said, oh, so how do you pay for the show? I said, oh, I use my own money. He said, you're not serious. And then he walked away. And it made me think, isn't that how people do shows? And then now I went to find out that, no, you get a brand to actually sponsor your show. So then I learned about rate card and all of that. At which point did you determine your worth that, okay, this is what I'm doing. It's going to get me money. And how much am I worth? Like, for all of you, I can start with Junior.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I had friends who were already influencers, so they helped out with that.
Oh, which friends are those?
Gisela, Ama, Ekoma, Clean, Shidera.
What was the conversation like?
So about what they are doing, the brands they are working with, how much they are charging and all that.
Did you ask them, or it was them reaching out to tell you that, Junior, you can do this in a better way?
Yeah.
Which one?
Both ways.
Both ways. <Yeah. laughs> Yeah. And then, who messed up Kasana? How did you determine your worth when you started doing the work seriously?
So when I started, I wasn't really getting paid. I mean, yes, can
under two.
Yeah. But we met me shell. I said, oh, why just go? What you saying? See, it's okay. It's not only they build it, meaning So, and my influencer friends, you know, they really helped out. Ama, Gisela, Ekoma, Clean, Chidera, they really helped out with that. Your money meeting come out also in see, they really helped me.
I see. Jennifer, what about you? How do you determine? I mean, you saw the South African influencer, right? Sure. But how were you able to say that, okay, what I'm doing, this is how much I'll charge people, those kind of things?
I just decided myself. I probably think when I first started charging, I was charging 500 CD or 200 CD. I don't know. I honestly don't remember how I even ended up with such an amount. But people were like, oh, how much would you take? But initially, I was not charging. I'll be like, oh, bring the things, I'll do it for free. Because when I was starting afresh, I didn't have things. So it's like, oh, you bring the clothes, I'll wear it, and then I'll keep it. That was the thing. But eventually, I had so many clothes. I'm like, okay, bring 500 CDs. I didn't know how much to charge. I just used my discretion. And then how I happened to have a rate card was a lot of like agencies were reaching out. And whenever agencies reach out, they ask that, oh, what is your rate card? Like, yes. Send your rate card. So then I'm like, then I need a rate card. But I think there are a few people that are, did I even ask anybody? I think in relation to my rate card, the only person I did ask was Fimba.
Okay.
Yeah, because Fimba will be like, so she even actually helped with my rate card. Because sometimes I'll tell her that, oh, I charge this amount for something. She's like, Amy. Are you joking? Because you have like this number. So Fimba was the one that was telling me that you need to like do a little one or two things here. And then I paid it up over time. Like over time, I was having conversations with like other creators, and they told me that, oh, like this is how much you should charge. This is this. Then yeah.
I see. Okay. What about you? How did you determine how much money you'll be charging people?
When I see their faces.
Really?
Do you have different rate cards depending on which brand is coming to you?
Yeah. Not depending on the brand. Sometimes depending on the brand, but depending on the deliverables, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a rate card.
Hey, you master, don't? Master. Okay, yes.
That's not
like
true. That's not true.
No, maybe he doesn't need a rate card. Maybe he just says it, or he has a management or something.
Yeah, it's true. In fact, you have management.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you still have management?
Jumbo Space, yeah.
Oh, okay, Jumbo Space, okay. Yeah, because I know me my dream baby, I maybe suffer or rate card. I know I'm catch or my catch. So you can't tell me that you don't have a rate card.
Mm. So it's management. Yeah,
it's management. Do you guys have management?
No, I don't have
management.
No,
no. Is it a choice that you prefer?
I have a manager, but I have a manager.
You have a manager.
Yeah, I have a manager.
But what?
I have a manager.
Oh, okay.
Okay, management. Oh, any management? No, so one more mansion. Manager,
what does that mean? Are you your own manager? I say,
own manager. Oh, I have a manager. Like we are close like that. Yeah. So for me, there, I didn't have rate card, but I started knowing my worth when I started how the job is. You grow like it's growth. So whilst you're growing, you charge some brands, you charge them this price, they will give it to you. Another time you're like, oh, Menkoso. Another time too, you can someone will be able to feature, say, oh, I hear now, oh, me, say, ah,
No, I'm saying.
Hey. Some works too, I was lucky. You get to, when you are in town, you get to meet the owners of the brands that they use the agency for. Like, you get to know them, like, oh, how are you? These people, they're crying.
You know, I used to work in agency. One thing I realized that if the brand comes to you direct, you make more money. Facts.
That's true.
Because let me tell you, when I was working in agency, and I don't know, agency people are going to be like, why is he like, when I was working in agency, basically, look at these guys. I'm about to ask you what this is about, this experience about, but when I was working in agency, let's say, if the brand has, let's say, 100,000 CDs,
mm-hmm.
and they bring it to you,
mm-hmm.
the agency will now come to you and say, oh, what we have is 10,000 CDs. So,
mm-hmm.
because they have overheads. They are paying salaries and all of those kind of things. So usually when it's coming straight from the brand, there's more money.
There's more money.
And I mean, what?
Definitely.
Definitely. Any embargo at all, so Anna.
Have you said? Sometimes I don't think too much about it because, again, as an agency, because they are working, I feel like I also take into consideration these things that, oh, it's an agency, so I don't know, so as long as it's within my rate card, unless you're like going down, I'm like, yo, like, you know my rate, so like, but if you're within the range and then you're like, oh, maybe it's one or two things, I think it's cool.
No, some agencies be doing really wicked, like, only more to Pablo, which my code can be. Then counting, oh, the people, they say this one they go pay, oh, they say this one they go pay. But when you jump on shit, like, way bigger money.
That's crazy. Your facial expressions are
serious. You know what I'm talking about. Facial expressions. Why
you
know?
How do you know? Oh, nah. Any your facial
expressions? No.
You know.
I mean, I've heard things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you haven't experienced it.
So, no, sometimes sometimes an agency reaches out to me and they're like, oh, take this amount of money. And I can't, I feel like my instinct, I'm like, no, like, there's no way you're telling me this brand is paying this. I remember there's a time I was supposed to work at a brand, and then the guy in the agency was telling me that, oh, creator now also in the one just sheep because we're in a downfall. And mind you, this is a big campaign. How are you telling me that because we're down for the one manager? It's kind of all my name. I'm like, Masa, well, like, I know that you definitely pay this creator. So sometimes, but I don't know why they do that, honestly. But I feel like me personally, so far with agencies, I've had good relationship with them. If you bring a raise and I don't, like, I'll just say that, oh, I cannot work with it, and then come back with a better deal when you have.
Have a good relationship with them.
Yeah, like, if you come to me...
Why you don't?
Oh.
No, I feel like you come to me and you tell me, oh, like, Charlie, budget's no, down. I'm like, oh, then Charlie, I cannot work with you. The next time you have a good budget, come back. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I feel like people were always like, you're always going to get a good gig. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Another one will come that will pay you what you're supposed to get.
Mm. But do you think sometimes they want you to do the lesser one so that they can give you the bigger ones?
No. Is that the idea they have sold to you?
Oh, sorry, you're the host.
I'm asking you, is that the idea they've sold to you? Because I can see them telling you that, for this one, take this. But is that what they told you?
Also, a company's mission and vision, they are very clear.
That's in the
A company's main aim is to make profit.
Right.
It's a business.
Right.
So may I understand them wanting to pay their workers, marking up and all that. I totally understand. So what was the question again?
Kojo Junior, please.
I want them there.
You are asking her that what if you take the lesser amount because when the bigger one comes, they'll call you. And I'm saying, is that what you have been told?
Oh no, I've not been told, but I feel like there will be something like that. I've thought about that.
And will you understand that, okay, let me take this small thing and then when they get a bigger gig, they'll come back to me?
I've never encountered something like that. So,
why are you expecting?
There's a random brand. I mean, there are some brands.
There are some brands, yeah.
No, okay. There are some brands that, let's just say, it depends on the brand. Some brands, let's say I have a standard rate card. Let's just say I'm charging 5,000 CDs as my standard rate card. There are certain brands that will come down and charge 5,000 CDs because maybe they are small. I'm not going to charge you 5,000 because, I understand. But if a bigger brand that we all know, there's no way I'm going to take like very, very low because people will be thinking that, oh, man, any I got this card. Meanwhile, that's not even the situation. And then honestly, I do my work very, very well. So I feel like you should pay me my worth for what I'm doing.
Every Ghanaian meal starts with the right ingredients, and that's exactly what Emes Foods delivers. From the rich aroma of Northern Ghana's dawadawa to carefully selected fish spices sourced straight from local communities, Emes Foods brings you the authentic taste of home, crafted with quality, tradition, and freshness in every
every product. I've tried it. Any advert, okay? I have tried it. I specifically love their goat seasoning and their honey. Mm, it's thick, it's rich, and it's sweet. Taste the culture, trust the quality. Call 020-825-7112 or chat them up on WhatsApp Business on 055-3174-787. And MS Foods, flavored and right.
Okay, so before I get into this whole conversation that started online about who makes more or who is more successful, which is male influencers, female influencers, is there a type of content that you think works better here and a type of content that doesn't work here? When you guys look at, you know, the industry you're in and the things you have tried with your content?
I think content is content. Regardless of what you put out there, you always have your audience. And then you have to do it. They can even bit me, but you have to do it to the point that people start liking it. That's Ghana. When you start, then they are not used to it, they will bash it. Until they get used to it, then you jump on it like a bandwagon. So content is content. That's how.
Because I feel like in the industry where, especially working with brands, it's very metrics based.
Yeah.
So you are saying you have this content idea they are doing, and you have posted like 4 or 5 videos, and it's still not hitting the mark. You believe that you should keep going. You don't think.
Wait, are you saying it's in relation to working with the brands?
No. So metric. You know the work you do is metric based.
Mm.
They will say, "Oh, what is your reach? What is your this? What is your that?"
Ah.
And then you are trying to be authentic to, like, for example, SDK is someone that does content that I think stands out for me. Mm. The most recent one that I saw was when you were talking about restaurant hygiene, right?
Yeah.
It's something that I haven't seen other people do. Uh-huh. So let's say when you are doing that, but you're not getting the views, will you feel the pressure that, okay, in fact, I will chrome high into me, it's a sano? Or like Junior is saying, you will keep doing it until people jump on the bandwagon?
For me, I think, sometimes, you have to read the room.
Mm.
Read the room and read yourself. If you are old boy, call quiet to me, say, I do it, in fact. Content we on them, so I say, oh, body had like the reaction video you have started now. You can see that the views are low. You feel like people don't like it. But when content be said, may I say, me continue, I'll continue. See, I could do a reaction, I will say, yes, sure. But content be so on them out to me, say, we am out. What I say? Because me like this, with my content I was doing, not me a comedy.
Is it feed the stomach? The one where you fill the belly. Fill the belly. Go to belly different restaurants. Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to we are going to say bakwafa. I found okay. We omope. My Mr. Zemi. Like the one you just talk about now.
Yeah.
With the hygiene thing. It's something I started like a few weeks ago.
Mm.
Mr. Tena, based on few months.
Yeah, I've seen you talk about different things.
Different things.
Yeah.
But it was in your views. But Mr. With last two videos, I've seen that the views are going. That means what? The people like it. Okay. And
then you keep pushing. So do you guys feel like you have pressure to not always be authentic? And the reason I'm asking is, for example, somebody can say that, because you know your voice of this, or call events, your recap. I feel the officer only could make it pray. Why are you doing reviews? Right. Meanwhile, Kodmik is not. He doesn't have the intellectual property, whatever, on reviews. Anybody can do reviews, but somebody can see like, oh, you're not being authentic. You are trying to do something that somebody else is doing. What is your thinking around that? Where people feel like, oh, you guys are all chasing a trend as opposed to maybe doing something that is genuinely you. Because Jennifer, somebody can say the same about that one, random videos you were doing on asking people, and then now you switched up to lifestyle content, which, quite frankly, a lot of female influencers do lifestyle content.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hear from everybody about this one.
With that one, I would say, like, how many people are on the internet now? Like, how many people are using the internet
in Ghana?
Like in the world?
You have to repeat the question.
Where's your mind?
PhD for
you? I'm not even doing
PhD.
Yeah, but you didn't want to do a PhD.
Nah, I'm home like 6. I've not slept.
PhD for.
Okay, so wait.
No, what he's trying to say is,
okay,
do you feel pressured when, like, you're doing content that, you know, other creators are doing, but still you want to do it? Simple as that.
Yes, yes.
Maybe we have to be either.
Definitely.
Maybe we
have
to be either.
I would say Obianye genius.
Uh-huh.
People that are genius in the world, no musa. Somebody will say, oh, me na my creative be fresh. My baby be fresh. Now, I'll feel it, say, oh, we will see if you on no, see if you on no.
Also, see if you on no. Right.
Ideas, but, and right now, the way the internet is no, like, let me tell you, you think, say, oh, you react to on, or we could make a react to on Black Sheriff.
Swagger.
Swagger, and oh, na could you we see
junior
me could make here over millions of people are on the internet.
So somebody watch this.
Obi crunch Obi could make it in the crowd.
I also believe that contents are different. Like we all have different perspectives of seeing things, right? So let's say Junior and I, we all do vlogs and stuff, recaps of right. Cause Junior can do a video, and then the other kind of voice over no. It will be way different from what I'll be saying. Meanwhile, it's the same video. So, but then we have different perspective. How you saw it and how I saw it was completely different. So I don't think we as creators, we even do the same thing. Right. So I also don't think, oh, you're feeling pressure to copy. Junior could react to a song. Code Mickey could also react to a song. The same one person can like this person's video and the other person's video because they said different things. How they thought about the video was different. How they reacted was completely different. So I don't think anyone is being pressured. I personally don't feel pressured at all. Nah. I feel like I'm busy myself.
That's what you can tell.
Yeah. And I feel like now copy. If you are
content. Trending.
Yeah.
And I don't even
I do
breakdowns.
I think
the word is
copy. I think it's take inspiration.
Inspiration.
Well, don't take
because
inspiration.
That's what they're always trying to do
if
to find
the No. then if you tell them, they'll take inspiration. Adrienne, Uwebre, since your ChatGPT is there.
The twist, no.
Copy it. Give it to ChatGPT. This is what this guy is doing. Twist mine.
Hey, Brandon.
You twist it. You understand?
Really?
Like, copy. Let me, this guy did, I don't know if the video I did on first day of not drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen
I've
that
I've not
video.
Seen that one yet.
Yeah, first day of not drinking alcohol. It was a video that a Kenyan guy did. And the guy had like 5 million views. And it was trending. Over 40,000 comments. My manager sent it to me and was like, I should do it. But my yard didn't have me that too. I didn't start trending.
It
changed. Imagine the visa. Over 6 million views.
Oh, so you have passed him?
I passed him.
I see.
That means there are people that haven't even seen that video.
Right.
And whatever he did in the video, that's the same thing I did.
Mm. Did you give him props?
Content in the probably you know on the ground. He had an idea from
somebody else. It's true.
That's what I said. Yeah. So now, don't feel pressured.
Bro, yeah. Add tweets to you. Copy.
Exactly.
No. I know. But copy, bro. I won't lie to you.
Well, it's normal.
Copy. No. Naturally. If content is for you, naturally, when you do it, they will see yours different.
Right.
I mean, copy no, uncaso copy the naturally, but so oh, as he didn't get different.
Sir,
the Kenyan guy, the English, ni bro for Canada, sir Kenyan for bro funi bi. My bro funi dafu.
What's the key? Paucho.
What's that?
Let me ask you guys, what are your thoughts about the conversation? Say, female influencers in Ghana are more successful than the males.
Answer first.
Yes, you say. That's not true. I think people say that because we have a lot of female influencers in Ghana.
By your age?
A lot of female as compared to the men. So it's like, because they're seeing the female more, they're thinking, oh, and I think the guys also don't really come out more when they do something new. I don't think when Junior bought his car, he came out. Some of the guys they are like, you know, guys can
You guys have car?
No, Togo. Like, a lot of guys are like, I personally believe a lot of guys are like low key. Like a guy can be having a business. Like probably he has a business that's established. He has not brought it out.
Yeah.
Like you have. Some of them are like very, very calm, bossy. Not like bossy in a very bad way. But because the girls are out there more and we are pushing our means more, it looks like we are more successful than the guys. But I can tell you that there could be so many guys out there that are doing amazing that we don't know about. Probably because they have not come out to come and say it.
Mm.
So I don't really think that the women are doing. I think we are all doing amazing. I don't know him too well, but from what I know, he's doing amazing. Just that he might not come and tell you that, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Yeah. Because a lot of women are out there, people just assume that the girls
are doing that. Do you agree?
He's pursuing his PhD. That means
I'm not even doing a PhD.
Oh, your PhD.
No, he hasn't started yet. No, but you agree. Do you agree?
Like, we need to think that thing. I'm not doing my PhD, guys. If you are watching this, I am not doing my PhD. But I want to do it hopefully next year. I want
PhD
to start.
PhD guy. All right. Do you agree?
Joseph, you are also starting, yes.
Eventually. Not yet.
When?
I don't know yet. It's in the pipeline.
Next year.
It's in the pipeline.
You do it
but,
next
but,
year.
But, Junior, so is it that she's just doing PR? Or it's true. You think that guys just don't like to share a lot of their wins?
I think what Ms. Zeni said is true. Because the guys are also doing amazing. We have people like Sheldon, Woody Meyer, the Mitch Brothers, SDK, myself. And most guys don't really like posting it out there. But me telling people about me being in school and all that, putting my YouTube vlog in the crowd was a bit hard for me. I keep to myself a lot. I will go to my group. I'll come to the grabbing country. Let's check me the
Oh, you're introverts.
Serious one.
It's like
I'm out there because I'm hungry. I'm doing this purely because of money and I'm falling in love with it. But I'll come into the mommy and say, come in bread. Maybe I'm free, but I'm fine. What?
Okay.
It's a mean coming. You never see me on a podcast and ask something like, who made that? I just want to work, make my
but money. But last time on Twitter, you were actually, when they were talking about this influencing thing, you were very vocal on Twitter.
Yeah. But maybe a one or who can send me a which maybe me a blacklist still. Can't it?
Sir,
to whom to me can it be brave?
True. SDK, do you also agree that you are all doing well, or you agree that women in the business are doing better?
They are doing well.
Better or well?
The women
in influencing space, are they doing well or they are doing better than you guys?
Well, I mean, what's your thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking?
I'm thinking.
Definitely. But you know the funny thing?
Now, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
No, you know, I think that there are more avenues for women to do work. And so that is the impression it gives.
That's
for example,
what I was about to say.
Yeah, for example, Jennifer can sell nails, skincare, lashes, hair, skincare, lip gloss, bikini. When it comes to men, how many things can we sell?
I see, and even with perfume brands that have been in Ghana, how many of them have even contacted like the males to come and do influencing work for them? I can name many. Creed was in Ghana.
When it comes,
it was a few males.
When it comes to perfume, let me tell you something.
My boss invited me.
Most of the guys are there. I've seen Wesley there, but Mike Hughes there, the other guys. The guys are.
But I do.
But the ladies that front it more. Like they use the ladies to front.
You know,
they don't use the ladies to front it. Wait, that's because before the girls go for those events, also posting it, gets ready,
get ready,
or any hair, or any makeup, and you will be one more out there.
Okay,
that's how you're able to see.
Why you get ready with me, that
me?
Why are you? Cause you know why you get ready with me, that
yeah.
No, but you know when I was in agency, right? There was a research that shows that women are in charge of household purchases, and so advertisers usually like to go with women because you know that if let's say. You are online and you're going to be influenced by anybody to buy something. You are more likely to be influenced by a woman as opposed to a man. There was some research. So I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe brands are also going for the women more. So yeah.
It makes sense.
They're also going for the men though.
Yeah.
Everybody
has their share.
But the women are making more money.
So you agree that the women are making more money?
Yeah.
I see.
She's rich.
And what about you?
Me. Semi-rich.
Hey, babe. My goodness. Jennifer, do you agree that being a woman gives you a certain advantage in this influencer business at all?
So weird. Why you call her Jennifer?
I know, right?
Oh, sorry. Miss Annie. I don't know.
Your name is Jennifer.
Wait, how did Jennifer become Annie?
So, Jenny. But then I'm like, Jenny is too raw. So I just put the J up and in.
So Annie is not... No. Like a real name,
Jenny. Is from
I met someone called Mina. So I'm Mina too. Serious.
You know, back then, there was a show on radio, right? It was called Between the Sheets. It was hosted by somebody called Bina. Abena. I swear down. I found out later on.
Yeah.
But Jennifer, from Jennifer, Wow.
Yeah. So I was asking you, do you honestly, I know this is not even about doing well or the advantage. Do you think that women have an advantage in influencing business?
Women are blessed. We have advantage everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's in the, like, women are women. We are like, we are amazing. We are great. Mm. So we definitely had advantage anywhere. And it's not even a bad thing.
Mm.
We possess it. So yeah.
I see. And to the men, I want to ask, how much of the performance of masculinity would you see holds you back from pursuing certain content categories?
About, are you a lawyer?
No. Why do you think I'm a lawyer?
Because of the question I'm asking. Like, excuse me, you didn't see me, guy. You're emasculating.
No, it's true, because you see, there are certain content, I feel like, especially here in Ghana, we police men and what they can do online quite a lot.
Mm.
It's like, hey, bear man, how you say, bear man, how you say. So I feel like also, if you are in the content creation space as a man, if you are going to be bound by some of these things, and there's certain content, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but
so are you affected by that?
There are pros and cons of what you're saying. Because, let's say, if your masculinity is fragile,
uh-huh.
and it actually stops you from doing some things that some brands love that. And if it's not fragile and you think there will be to me and see you between, say, some brands won't appreciate that and won't work with you. So, it's dicey.
You have to look at how the purchasing power of the brands that love it versus
there are people in the industry, they are not getting gigs because of how they behave, how they act.
Yeah.
And brands don't even reach out to them.
Hold on. In masculinity, no, what do you mean by that?
Say, be our say, be on my challenge, say, yeah, bear my obin, so I don't say, be our, yeah.
Girly.
So, go on, obit me, I hear the nails, name. I'm a bit me, come in, nails black that.
So that's
masculinity. That's what you're talking about, right?
If I'm not wrong. You're a guy, you're adding content that's like, featuring, like, trying to make, like, a girl or something.
But it's not even just that. It's not even just, you know, like, the guy, like, let's say, Casey Creighton and all that do feminine stuff. But it's like, there's a certain expectation of what a man should be like and behave like. So, let's say, there's a dance challenge. And the dancing is not even, it's not masculine, it's a feminine dance or whatever. But because of protecting your masculinity, into I don't know if you guys, it's more than just, you know what I mean?
A man for whom's a pedicure, and a manicure, and
even lifestyle content.
Me, yeah, I'm from home.
Even lifestyle content, you know, male grooming in Yema. Because I'm a man, so I'm a facial. But, and also, spa, a bit, you
it's been healthy. Because I've tried with that. I think I did quite nine and things at one, how do you call it?
It was an ad, right?
Yeah, it was an ad that I did. The comment says, hey,
so you saw that?
Yeah, I saw it. What's a Majiska? Majiska. Then shut down found sir. But I said, kind of like some brands too be like, oh, and Ghana, I know, some of the brands here, no, me a French, like, you guys, me.
Like, you know, our parents.
Like, you know how they are compared to other places, nations. Yeah. Like, Ghana, hey, don't do this. I quite remember some gig be. I was supposed to get some food brand, which everybody eats. I didn't get a gig because of some video I did 3 years ago.
What were you doing in the video?
I was dancing with a lady in a bikini dress.
Now what's your bikini? And I was like,
oh, again, in again, the bikini.
Actually, I'm on.
The lady was wearing a bikini and
right.
We done everything, we signed contract. I've done I was supposed to do 3 videos. I've done 1 video. I sent it to them and then they sent me that video that
they said to you.
Yeah.
And they said they post, at least they told you that.
They sent it.
No, but you know it happens. It happens.
And I'm like, but this video was like 3 years ago.
That's why I always say that internet never forgets. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but also it's like, I mean, were you at the beach? Or were you by the pool?
No.
In Sri Lanka, she became what them? Okay.
normal.
Everything we grow. Like, that's
how you grow. Like, I know. I'm a man, my friend, Chim, compare, and you.
No, it is true.
And you will see the same brand there. They will give the man a gift.
You are funny. She's laughing.
They will give. They'll give this same gig to
outsiders
that like they are doing way worse than me. I'm like, ah.
Life can be puzzling, so sometimes just fix a puzzle. One of my favorite things to do with my mother is fix a puzzle over a long period of time. We can take about 2 weeks to like 3 months to fix a puzzle, because when we sit behind that board and we're piecing it together, we're just chit-chatting and catching up for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. It's great. If you want to have that same feeling with someone you love, hit up Puzzle Me GH at 0599-560-122. That's 0599-560-122, and find you a puzzle for our perfect bonding moment.
I mean, there's a reason why Big Brother Naija is successful in Nigeria and not Ghana.
In Ghana.
Because, for example, Big Brother, they go there, all the things that they do, when they come out, brands are rushing after them. Ghana.
No, it's how we grew up in our community.
Yeah. And so
we are too reserved. We are shy. We are calm. Like, this is not, we are not supposed to do this.
The word is hypocritical. But anyway,
okay.
So I just want to ask you guys, do you see this content creation thing, right? Have you started to look at long term, what it's going to look like for you? Because it's a very after a while, when you are no longer the cool generation.
You know that thing, I want us to eliminate it. That
seasonal thing.
No,
it's not. I heard some big people in the industry saying that. It's an agency saying that.
That's what
artists will become. Like, oh, it's just the time now, so
I'm like, they hear that
all the time.
Because I mean, I feel like, and yes, it's now, it's like, how do you
it's
say?
It's your brand positioning.
It's your brand positioning. But I think the way for content creators and things, I feel like we are like, how do you call this thing? Caterpillar, how caterpillars are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you see how they grow?
Metamorphosis.
Then it moves to butterfly.
Not everybody is able to do that.
We should encourage it for everybody to be able to do that.
But like, I think what I'm asking McBrown there, yes. She has been able to keep relevant.
You understand? The Israeli still is. It's active.
I understand.
So I think it all revolves around reinventing yourself.
That's the word.
Okay.
Reinventing. Thank you.
So this thing
much.
For you guys is very long term, right?
Long.
I don't think I would see. I would still be doing content in the next 30 years. I don't think I'm gonna see I don't see myself there.
Are you making plans for what the next phase of your?
Yeah, I feel like I want to
revenue generation.
I'm channel myself into like other things.
Okay.
Because I don't see myself doing content. Do you see yourself doing for the next 30 years?
I don't see myself doing that, but I see myself helping other creators find their path. That's why I'm doing that in school, because I know, say, even if I can't be there, I can help people, new creators, and let them. So I did something with Minimi, new creators, to create content about that. Two people want iPhone 17 Pro Max. People want DJI cameras. So that's something I can do for the new creators. People coming. So if it's not for me, I can do it for someone else. So
but you know, I want to position myself. I think you can also be in the media space, but I don't necessarily be a content creator over the years. I don't even understand. So you can still.
But I mean, I wasn't even bringing this up to say that, oh, Mua is private, because there are grown content creators outside. Like, there's this old woman that I follow, this white woman. She's in a nursing home. She gets brand deals.
Yeah.
And she's still doing it.
Ghana, how? Ghana for you. She's like, honestly, you know, near Pewe Piao.
Yeah, but people are doing it.
For me to say, I don't want to talk plenty. And OG. Depends who susa. Depends who the trend. I was OG, who friend, OG, who piano for him. Depends who you.
Are you active?
Are you active? And the new things, if I be OG, who
shall say, enjoy OG, come
on. No. Like, you won't move by force. People are enjoying the thing.
I see.
You understand? Uh-huh. Time in the interim.
All right. My last two questions. The algorithm right now is funny. Sometimes, Instagram, me who post to be, when I go scroll down, it is from a week ago, but it is now showing. Being shown to me fresh.
Yeah.
It's like if you are not using stories, you are forgotten. So how are you managing this whole thing? Because, I've done some influencing work before, and then maybe on these dates, you're supposed to come and share your numbers and everything. I didn't supposed to, you know, it's being delayed on your algorithm. So how do you rally around to chase after the algorithm? And the way you have side stats.
As for me, Instagram is very, very frustrating. I don't know. Instagram, hey, Jai, oh, yeah, can you, how many are
you?
So
I
think, the algorithm is very funny for different platforms. TikTok is good. Once in a while, most of that, everybody posts, it's not going, it's not my post. Like, Instagram can be very discouraging. Like, 2 days ago, I shot a whole video, edited it, yada, yada, posted a video, you didn't call. So, sometimes I'll post a video and it also goes, but I don't think too much about it because I personally believe I do my part. And if it's not picking on Instagram, I don't know what to do. Like, the app is not pushing the video. How will I push a video? It is way beyond my control. But what I try to do is, I try as much as possible to put out the best content ever. Like, I know that all this content is good, but sometimes it's not in my control. And it hurts sometimes. Sometimes I work for a brand and the video is not going. Me, I can say I'm here, but I've been there and then I'm in Miami. Miami here, so.
What's your favorite app to create for?
TikTok X.
TikTok and X.
Yes.
Okay. Because me, I think you have a hold on X. At least that's where I see you more. Yeah. Kojijina, how are you working around this algorithm issue?
I feel like Instagram is mostly for pictures.
No, not anymore. Instagram? They are really pushing video. You know, I feel Instagram is trying to compete with TikTok. So if you are posting pictures, it won't get as much traction as Reels.
Pictures get interactions all the time. Whenever I post my pictures, I'll get good comments. I don't think I post a picture.
More than the Reels?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Pictures get me when I post a picture, I know it's going to go.
There is a school of thought that if you're a woman, no matter the picture you post.
And then woman, they won't be happy.
No.
I mean,
and Jennifer, mommy, can school of thought in the view.
No.
School of thought said usually women get more engagement on photos than men.
Because we are more pretty. I'm sorry.
Eh? No,
you're pretty.
Charlie, talk your shit.
Yeah.
I see. Do you get more engagement on your photos versus your reels?
I'm not really the kind of person who takes pictures and
it's more video guy.
So it's mostly videos.
Yeah. I posted some video, I was in a suit, it's like crazy numbers.
That brown suit. Yeah. That suit was crazy. That suit.
You should check it out. That suit, you know, that day.
Sit in the ocean.
That's the ultimate shit. That suit, she'll be back.
No way.
Women of Valor, UK, London.
Okay.
Women of the
V-A-L-O-U-R.
Kind of
Valor.
Ana. Oh, yeah, that's I can't miss Valor.
My story.
That's one, Valor. Women of Valor. Yeah. Valor.
Charlie, this is going on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it is.
How do you do it? Because it's so hard to get views and numbers on YouTube. Charlie, the name is Koji Junior. Let me plug myself. Charlie, go on my YouTube.
Definitely. That's good.
Yeah.
You need to teach me your ways.
Do you know the trick with YouTube?
You should be asking Kojo Shaolin, headless YouTuber, how they do it.
When I started doing content, I think the trick for me on X and YouTube, like I post and leave the app. First, Twitter. Posting me free app. And the next time I'll come then is when I'm posting again.
Now, are you really present on Twitter? Because I don't see you on Twitter like that. Women more Instagram mainly.
Yeah, killer boo boo. Twitter. But I say they're messing up.
No, Twitter is.
The mistake I did was buying a badge.
Oh.
Well, I don't know how they do it. When you buy the badge, when you buy, like you pay for the subscription, when you post something, it's like they're pushing it small. They're pushing it small. Now, Kwadeka. What's the activities in that? Do you have a badge?
No.
You don't have a badge.
No.
Uh-huh. Oh, as in
you don't buy it.
As in month be banner, you've not paid for the subscription.
Don't buy it.
But that means they've stopped pushing your content. That's what it is.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be so.
You are paying for them to push your content.
It shouldn't be so.
It shouldn't be so.
Because you know, the reason why I'm buying the badges because now they have reduced the quality to 720p.
The video quality.
If you don't have a badge, 720p. If you want 1080p or 4K, you have to buy a batch. And now when you're they limit your how many times you post in a day, how many people will reply.
How many times you post in a day? Because I think that's like 500 tweets or something.
Why not do scheduling post? To me schedule post need to how much?
Nah, Baba. I see.
To 2 hours be an flow.
Anyway, okay, so my last question to you guys.
I just know.
Yeah.
My last question to you guys. Let me see your photo shoot.
Who go draw photo? We who?
What's up with it?
Ellen.
Ellen, what's up with it? You're a girl,
no?
We girls.
That's a girl's name.
I'm born in
My last question, please complete this sentence. To be a successful influencer in Ghana, you have to.
Charge. Take money. Take the money. Like, the thing is, they have the money. So take it to be successful. But be respectful too. Yeah. And kind.
Really?
And be lovely.
Okay.
And try and eat more.
Thank you, SDK. All right. Any?
To be a successful creator. You should be consistent, position yourself well. I think you should also go out more and then connect with the right people. Also find yourself. Don't be doing the same thing over and over and over again. Try to learn new things so you follow. Look at what your audience like and then give them more of that. But then change it so that you still stay relevant in the space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey. You are what
answer question section B. Section B.
I like writing as compared to shading.
I know, right?
You are gone.
I can speak Ghan.
Like, Munka Ghan.
Masa.
Oh. I don't want to cry.
And can I be there of course? When will be in Oto? Oto be in Oto?
Oh, is it?
Unu Wonga.
When will be in Oto be in Oto?
Kojo. Yes. To be a successful influencer in Ghana, you have to.
I think you have to be consistent and you have to have a community. You have to. And try and find a way to transform your views and audience into money. Three things. Consistency. Build a community. Transform your audience and your views into money. Three things.
PhD.
Actually, I'm going to do PhD.
I'm going to do PhD.
You guys have name for your fan bases. So, see, community, do you have name for your fan bases?
No, do you have fan? I don't think he has. Do you?
Yeah, he has a family.
I know Jella has gizzards. So,
yeah, so I've started something with the cookout and everything. I have my people.
So what do you
I told them to come up with a name. Jella, you didn't know my name.
Eddie Menomao.
The Ojashians.
He says Ojashians.
What's that? Amazon. See, Obisa, I'm going to say Boggers. Jennifer, do you have
no,
one?
No, I don't.
And there's some crazy thing with the community.
No, like their enemies.
No.
Oh yeah, that's a new. That's not bad. I don't think it's brand friendly though.
No, exactly. Like, what do you mean by the enemies?
You guys, we go to a meeting, we're like, oh, me and my enemies.
Okay, it sounds good.
Jennifer, think about it. You come to a brand.
No. But then people call me bestie outside because I used to create bestie content. So when people see me outside,
this my enemies. Jesus. You
know, when people see me outside,
hey guys, I'm loving my enemies.
They, yeah. Listen. This is gold.
End the session now.
Okay, then give SDK one. What are we calling
this? I'm my home, I'm from SD cards.
Cats. I don't know.
But the community to it comes with some weird stuff. One time I opened TikTok and I saw the wife of Cook Junior.
Hey.
Hey, when they're normal. No one will sue. Where are kids? Promise all those people.
But I'm not there yet. You maybe also create account me and to send the wife of Kujin. I'm not there yet.
No, but it's funny. No, you know what he's talking about. That's my open my video, like my TikTok, and I saw Miss Amy's husband. So I had to go and tap it and check who the husband. And there was no husband.
Let's hear.
Like, I want to know who my husband is.
They're just fans.
It's normal.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Before you go, just tell everybody where they can find you online.
But so didn't we even get to ask you a question? And then Yen is our hat.
So he's a host.
The podcast been
And
next time, you'll be another session.
Okay,
where
you one question.
There'll be a timer soon.
One pay.
Plug your accounts so that we can end.
All right, guys. My name is SDK. You can find me on all social media platforms. SDK Dele. Thank you very much. Miss Annie. Talk to your enemies.
You can find me on all social media platforms. Miss Anyone. Miss Any underscore one. Everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. Basically.
Hi. The name is Cody Junior and I'm trying to promote my YouTube. Cody, I don't know. Wait, 2 hours in many 69 views. Me, bro.
Hey, YouTube.
Talk about your camera now. I bought it in Spain, 700 and something euros. We travel your money.
Collaborate. Collaborate.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Collaborate.
Okay, you want to collaborate with me?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah. Ah! Hi, so the name is Kujijinia. Kujijinia on all platforms. The R is to K-O-J-O-G. K-O-J-O-J-U-N-I-O-R-R. Kujijinia on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. YouTube everywhere. Check me out.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you very much for having us. Really, really happy.
Now, Oma lunch.
Then, hey.
Oma lunch.
Then, find out what I am our lunch. Yeah.
Me call podcast than Timmy Nim.
I know, my call podcast.
Because I make a lot of talk. See what we lunch.
Have you ended the session?
Yes. Okay.
Great.
In the club, your friend me don't won't like money and fame, it got a cause. Bow tight, it's me call, I know the rest. Hang up, your color, she know I'm fresh. Ooh, pack, shaking the way, she do her best. Roll it back, up, bump, it in my head. Put a sack up, drop, I day I let. Young fly, walk in the club, and day I let. Soon it, pete, soon it. She like my gun and bullet. She want it from the back.
She want it from the back.
She want it for the back. From a calabuli,
from a calabuli.
She digging for the moolah,
she digging for the rent.
The shawty hit a tap,
I'ma drink.
The shawty wanna test me,
I'ma drink.
She wanna caress me, I'ma drink.
All right, and we're back. That's that. I must tell you, SDK is a very chaotic person. I'm not even going to lie. I've been meeting SDK out and stuff, and I always say hi. So look, fun fact, we tried to get SDK on the podcast many, many years ago. I think 2 or 3 years ago, back when his parents were still alive. And, you know, he was always busy. And then when he finally got ready, his mom died. And so we weren't able to do it because, you know, his mom literally died. I remember we were scheduled to do the interview with him. And then, like, you know, the mom thing happened. He even invited me to the 1 week, but I wasn't able to make it. So I know him from outside and he's always, you know, hey, hello, hi, and whatever. But sitting down and doing this interview with him was so interesting because he is so chaotic. But thank you guys for coming and gracing our show, Kojo Jr., Miss Annie, and SDK. I had a great chat, and I hope you guys did too and got some insight. I know right now, like Kim says, nobody wants to work anymore. Everybody just wants to be an influencer. So I hope you got something out of that. But anyway, it's time for us to do our listener letters.
Yes, who bend in a betto, bend in a betto, I crop betto, who knows, this is a sign water, Osa Sumba, Udia Sumba, yes, I'm a kumanga, eh, yeah, rumors, some my rich and yacha.
Okay, so Peter, they're hungry, like a bicycle, I will eat. I pass for I catch your feelings, it's time to boost my minute. I pray go living while you reach it, shake it a bit, shake it a bit, shake it for daddy. I want to go 1 billion, I'm so confused. So me and Jah, see can I shit, I did one time, see can I suck, so me prema, see can I back, but I refuse. Like all two beats, I can be broke, 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 I'm so confused.
Okay, we're going to be calling this person Tomach, you know. Play on words on too much, you know. Anyway, Tomach says, hello, Joseph and Kwame. I hope you guys are doing well. I love that pod like mad. You mean the pod, girl? Okay, because that pod is over there. This one is over here. I love the pod like mad. Been listening since you started. And I must say, you guys are doing amazing. Well, thank you so much, Tomach. God bless you for the joy. I am grateful. Now, look, now to my letter. She wrote this L3T3, so letter. I hope you catch it. I did. I caught it. Okay. She says,
Okay, so I fell out with my friend for some years, 5 years. She has two exes, one I knew before her, and the other I got to know through her. So after we fell out, the ex I knew before her and I had sex together. What do you mean you guys had sex together? Why is there sex? Can you have it alone? I'm confused. Huh? The ex I knew before her and I had sex together. I don't know. That's just funny phrasing for me. After about a year or more of them breaking up, it was not to spite her or anything. It just happened. And it was a one-time thing, please. Like, girl, you don't have to justify anything to me. Okay, live your life. You don't know what I do. It was a one-time thing, please. I've lived long enough to know that judgment is for the Lord. And the same friend's other ex and I, we tried sleeping together, but that one didn't happen because the girl wasn't just girling. I wasn't getting lubricated. I'm sorry. What is this? What the hell? Okay, so she slept with the one that she knew before she met the friend, and it was a one-time thing. And then the other ex, she tried to sleep with him, but she wasn't getting wet. Ooh. Does it have to do with the guy? He wasn't getting you there? So we just stopped. And now my friend and I are back to being friends. She's moved on and all, about to get married. Do I tell her what happened? Because it's eating me up. Help her, sister. Why is it eating you up too much? Why is it eating you up? You've just justified yourself in the letter. You said you had sex with the one that you knew before her a year after they broke up. First of all, by you telling us that you knew the ex before you knew the girl, you're already laying foundation for me to understand that, like, unim guy na sana unim girl, no? You've already laid, so that's you justifying to yourself. That's one. Second one, no. We'll say it didn't go on because, girl, it was giving friction. He was not ringing your bell. He was not chasing your waterfalls. Don't go chasing waterfalls. It just wasn't working. And another justification you are saying is that the girl is moved on and she's getting married. I just want to ask you, what value is you sharing that you slept with these people? What value does it bring to the new friendship you guys are trying to have or unlock? Because for me, I just feel like once you say this, she's going to feel a type of way about you. It doesn't matter. You think she could have moved on, but I don't know, depending on the kind of friend. And you see, this is an individual basis kind of thing. There are certain friends that they don't care. They will even break up with somebody and suggest them for you, right? They don't care. That's how they move. Some people see life very, very differently. Once I'm done, I'm done. I have a friend. She says she doesn't give men second chances. If she's with you and you make a mistake, she's done. Like, she erases. And when she sees you, the cordiality is not even, oh, we used to do stuff and we're being cordial. It's very, you have never seen my naked body before cordial. You know what I'm trying to say? She like this. She doesn't hold on to anybody she's been with. She doesn't care. You get it? Now, there are other people, they are not with a person, they moved on, they're with a new person, they don't care for the person, but they don't want you to be with them. They don't. For them, it's a betrayal, either because you're having their leftovers or you are canoodling with somebody that they are not on good terms with or because they've broken up with a person. You know what I'm trying to say? So what kind of friend is this? You need to be able to know your friend. And like, is it that you guys don't have anything to talk about? Why isn't you up inside? You can't fill up your like, you can't find other things to talk about too much. I personally wouldn't see a peep. That's just me. And it's not because I'm lying or I'm being malicious or whatever. This thing happened. You said you and the person had a falling out. And you had a falling out for 5 years. And in that 5 years, you went on a tour sleeping with your exes. And I don't know, maybe that was also revenge. You know, you said it wasn't malicious and everything, but were those the only niggas in town that you had to, you know? It's giving very, I don't know, what was the falling out about? Maybe that was your revenge. I don't know. For me, I just don't see the value in having this conversation. Unless you secretly don't like this girl, you're just trying to make her have a bad day. Like, she's planning a wedding. what are we, where are we doing with this conversation? Tomach, do you tell her what happened? Personally, no. It's eating me up inside. I don't know. Go and fuck someone else. Let them eat you up. If something's eating you up inside, let somebody else eat you up. Oh my God, this is horrible advice. No, I honestly don't think that you should bring it up. I think it's unnecessary, especially you've fallen out with somebody for 5 years, you're back. I think you should build the friendship on something new and have a different direction. Although I must say, I don't know what kind of friendship you're having that, you know, if you fall out with somebody, in your mind, you really do think that for you, I feel like for you to even move the way you moved, you really do, you didn't think that there was any kind of sort of coming back, you know. And for me, the thing about me is if I ever fall out with somebody friendship wise, or if I just don't mess with somebody as a friend the way I used to, I'm very careful about the way I move. I'm not even like, I don't go about telling people that, oh, me and this person are not talking anymore. I don't block. I don't remove you from my social media. Like, I just act normal. I just know within me that things have changed and that's it. I don't go out of my way to do any kind of thing because you really don't know the future. Okay. And I'm not saying that, oh, I'm going to need a person. You really don't know the future. It's, for me, I feel like it's unnecessary to put final nails in coffin. There are very few case by case basis where you do that. Okay. Some people are demons. Sometimes you have to just nail that fucking coffin, put it in the ground and pour concrete inside. Shout out to, oh my God, what's the girl from Passions who got trapped? Charity. Is it Charity? Yeah, she got trapped in the coffin and they put cement where she faked their death. Anyway, shout out to her. Yeah, there's some people that, but for me, I don't believe in doing all of that. You know, so for you to do all of this in the time that you guys fell out, you didn't believe that you were going to come back together. So first of all, why are you guys back together? Secondly, if you're back together, what kind of friendship are you building? Thirdly, when you answer that, what kind of friend is that person? When you answer that, fourthly, now tell me what value you sharing this information with her is going to bring to the two of you in the relationship. After you answer all these questions, and that's what I'm going to tell you too much. That's it. All right. We're going to be back and we're going to do shout outs.
For me, my God, I didn't deserve it. You took away my sins and gave me a name. You called me worthy of your love, of your goodness. Watch me order, how I want to be you. Oh, 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 of your love, of your goodness. Watch me order, how I want to be you.
All right. Okay. We're back. I want to say thank you to every single one of you that has loved, commented on the Listener Letter Live 2, shared the Wichugua episode, commented, all of that. We love it. We love it. We love it. We love it. I want to give a quick shout out to my Spotify commentators. Yes. This is a general shout out going to all the commenters on Spotify. Sincerity is on Spotify. We love you and we just want to encourage you to keep chatting to us, okay? Our last episode has 19 comments. I think we can do more. I want us to challenge ourselves. Let's go and target 50 comments. We want 50 comments and we want comments where, like, when we come in and we are reading it, you know what? Ask us questions. Something, you know, interactive. So that now when we read it, we can actually have a little back and forth. You know what I mean? Let's be interactive, guys. I want to hear from you, okay? Now, mind you, on the next episode, Kwame is going to be here too. So leave us something interesting, okay? All right, guys, that's our episode. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for checking in and listening to us. You know, it was always a good time on Cecilia Accra. I want to love you, leave you, and catch you on the next one. This episode was brought to you by the kind courtesy of GCR. That's the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. And I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. Yeah. Shout out to you guys, Miss Annie SDK and Koja Jr. for stopping by our podcast. That's it. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
I'm saving my love. Saving. Yeah, yeah. Saving all my love. Saving
set my eyes on you. I'm saving all my love, saving all for you. Cause I believe that in the future my path will cross with you. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger. The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger. Oh yeah. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger. The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger. They make me, I know the strongest heart of a lot of scars. Cut into mine and you see what I got. So many memories from the beautiful past that I will never regret. Don't know pain, then you don't know love. Don't know love, then you don't have a heart. All of a sudden when things fall apart, your heart fills up with pain. Makes you want to give up now, 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 now. Then you never want to love no more. Makes you want to give up now, 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 now. But one thing you have to tell yourself is saving all my love, saving all for you. Cause I believe that time will tell. One day I'll set my eyes on you. Cause I believe that in the future my path will cross with you. Yeah. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger. The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger. Oh yeah. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger. The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger.
After all of the sacrifices, the promises, all of the words that we shared with each other, go down the drain. Yeah. After all of the compromising, the fantasizing, the affection that we shared with each other, go down the drain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can't deal with an emotional roller coaster. Things will turn suicidal. You want to show it all on the poster. Can't keep it internal no more. Things fall apart and the sender no more hope. One thing you have to tell yourself is I'm saving all my love,
saving all for you. Cause I believe that time will tell. One day I'll set my eyes on you. Saving all my love, saving all for you. Cause I believe that in the future my path will cross with you. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger. The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger. Oh yeah. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger. The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger. I might look weak, but I'm getting stronger.
The bruises and the scars, they make me stronger.
All my loving,
said I'm saving, saving all my loving. Yeah, I'm saving, saving all my loving.
Saving all my la 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 la. Saving all for you, you. Saving all for you.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.